Easy FM，
听鸟儿的欢鸣，溪水的婉转。
There's in every living creature.
听爱与恨，悲与喜，苦与乐，得与失。听跳跃的文字，灵动的声音。
You're listening to More to Read。
欢迎您收听轻松调频美文阅读 More to Read。我是沈听，让我们在这里一起听美文学英语。
More to read，
用文字抒发感情，用文字诉说故事，用文字穿越古今。
Daily quote。
You'd be surprised how quickly the mind goes soggy in the absence of other people. One person alone is not a full person.We exist in relation to others. Margaret Atwood. 你会惊讶地发现，在没人的情况下，我们的头脑会如此迅速地迟钝下来。独自一人并不能称其为完整的一个人，因为我们的存在是与他人相关的。玛格丽特·阿特伍德。玛格丽特·阿特伍德于1939年11月18日出生于加拿大的渥太华，加拿大著名的小说家、诗人、文学评论家。他毕业于多伦多大学，是国际女权运动在文学领域的重要代表人物。其诗歌重要作品有《圆圈游戏》《那个国度里的动物》《诗选》等。阿特伍德的文学底蕴深厚，对生活观察敏锐，具备诗人的气质，调侃的智慧与反思的理性。他的诗具有感伤色彩，他的小说则展现了当代加拿大人生活的画卷，反映了工业文明给人带来的暴力、压抑、疑虑和恐惧。他的评论则笔锋犀利，对文坛和社会存在的种种不良现象进行有力的批判。You'd be surprised how quickly the mind goes soggy in the absence of other people. One person alone is not a full person. We exist in relation to others. Margaret Atwood. 你会惊讶地发现，在没人的情况下，我们的头脑会如此迅速地迟钝下来。独自一人并不能称其为完整的一个人，因为我们的存在是与他人相关的。玛格丽特·阿特伍德。
More to read.
闭上双眼，静静聆听，敞开心扉，慢慢品味。
Poem of the day.
Superior by Rabindranath Tagore. Mother, your baby is silly. She is so absurdly childish. She does not know the difference between the lights in the streets and the stars. When we play at eating with pebbles, she thinks they are real food and tries to put them into her mouth.When I open a book before her and ask her to learn her ABC, she tears the leaves with her hands and roars for joy at nothing. This is your baby's way of doing her lesson. When I shake my head at her in anger and scold her and call her naughty, she laughs and thinks it great fun. Everybody knows that father is away.But if in play I call aloud, Father, she looks about her in excitement and thinks that Father is near. When I hold my class with the donkeys that our washerman brings to carry away the clothes, and I warn her that I am the schoolmaster, she will scream for no reason and call me Dada. Your baby wants to catch the moon. She is so funny. She calls Ganesh, Ganush.Mother, your baby is silly. She is so absurdly childish.
长辈，泰戈尔。妈妈，你生的小妹妹实在太不懂事儿，是个小傻瓜。她不知道路灯和天上的星星的区别。我们拿来一堆小石子做吃饭的游戏，她真以为小石子能吃，抓起石子往嘴里塞。我在她面前翻开一页书，叫她念 ABC， 她几下子把书撕破，莫名其妙地快活地叫嚷：你的小宝贝就是这样做功课的。我生气地摇摇头数落他，说他是淘气包。他嘻嘻嘻冲我直笑，以为我在逗他玩呢。谁都知道爸爸上外地去了，可只要我做游戏时大叫一声爸爸，他马上兴奋地东张西望，以为爸爸真的在旁边。我把洗衣工牵来的驮衣服的毛驴当作学生，提醒他我是老师，可他冲我瞎嚷嚷：哥哥，哥哥，你的小宝贝伸手要抓天上的月亮。他把格尼斯说成加尼斯，可笑极了。妈妈，你生的小妹妹实在太不懂事儿，是个小傻瓜。
刚才听到的这首诗歌 Superior， 长辈，出自印度著名诗人泰戈尔，中文版本由轻松调频的主持人莫涵为您朗读。拉宾德拉纳特·泰戈尔于1861年出生于印度的加尔各答，印度著名诗人、文学家、哲学家，他的诗中含有深刻的宗教和哲学的见解。他在8岁开始写诗，17岁发表了叙事诗《诗人的故事》。1886年他发表《新月集》，成为印度大中小学必选的教材。1910年泰戈尔发表长篇小说《戈拉》，1916年发表长篇小说《家庭和世界》，热情歌颂争取民族独立的爱国主义精神。1912年泰戈尔以抒情诗集《吉檀迦利》获得诺贝尔文学奖。1913年他发表了为人们所熟知的《飞鸟集》和《园丁集》。1941年8月7日泰戈尔与世长辞，享年81岁。我们今天读到的这首诗歌，其孟加拉语原作是儿童集中的《聪明的哥哥》。诗中这位哥哥以长辈自居，在妈妈面前数落刚开始学说话的妹妹，嘲笑她不知道路灯和天上的星星的区别，把做游戏的小石子往嘴里塞，听见他说爸爸就东张西望，伸手要抓天上的月亮。他比妹妹稍稍年长，可懂的事毕竟有限，所以觉得妹妹的行为非常可笑，不明白妹妹为何如此。其实他以前也是这样的，不过早已忘了罢了。这位哥哥的絮叨中，把出安人士的儿童自作聪明、好为人师的特点显现了出来。而诗中提到的格尼斯是印度神话中毁灭大神湿婆的儿子。
Superior by Rabindranath Tagore.
Mother, your baby is silly. She is so absurdly childish.She does not know the difference between the lights in the streets and the stars. When we play at eating with pebbles, she thinks they are real food and tries to put them into her mouth. When I open a book before her and ask her to learn her ABC, she tears the leaves with her hands and roars for joy at nothing. This is your baby's way of doing her lesson.When I shake my head at her in anger and scold her and call her naughty, she laughs and thinks it great fun. Everybody knows that father is away, but if in play I call aloud, father, she looks about her in excitement and thinks that father is near. When I hold my class with the donkeys that our washerman brings to carry away the clothes, and I warn her that I am the schoolmaster, she will scream for no reason and call me Dada. Your baby wants to catch the moon. She is so funny. She calls Ganesh Ganush. Mother, your baby is silly. She is so absurdly childish.
长辈，泰戈尔。妈妈，你生的小妹妹实在太不懂事儿，是个小傻瓜。她不知道路灯和天上的星星的区别。我们拿来一堆小石子做吃饭的游戏。她真以为小石子能吃，抓起石子往嘴里塞。我在他面前翻开一页书，叫他念 ABC， 他几下子把书撕破，莫名其妙地快活地叫嚷，你的小宝贝就是这样做功课的。我生气地摇摇头数落他，说他是淘气包。他嘻嘻嘻冲我直笑，以为我在逗他玩呢。谁都知道爸爸上外地去了，可只要我做游戏时大叫一声爸爸，他马上兴奋地东张西望，以为爸爸真的在旁边。我把洗衣工牵来的驮衣服的毛驴当作学生，提醒他我是老师，可他冲我瞎嚷嚷，哥哥哥哥，你的小宝贝伸手要抓天上的月亮，他把格尼斯说成加尼斯，可笑极了。妈妈，你生的小妹妹实在太不懂事儿，是个小傻瓜。
More to read.
文字的世界，用心用心聆听。
Beauty of words.
马克吐温原名萨缪尔·兰亨·克莱门。美国作家、演说家，马克吐温是他的笔名，原是密西西比河水手使用的表示在航道上所测水的深度的术语。12岁时，马克吐温的父亲去世，他只好停学到工厂当小工，曾做过密西西比河的领航员、矿工及新闻记者工作，渐渐地写作一些有趣的小说，开始了自己的写作生涯。其代表作品有小说《百万英镑》、哈克贝利·费恩历险记、汤姆·索亚历险记等。从风格上说，幽默和讽刺是他的写作特点。他经历了美国从初期资本主义到帝国主义的发展过程，其思想和创作也表现为从轻快调笑到辛辣讽刺，再到悲观厌世的发展阶段。前期以辛辣的讽刺见长，到了后期语言则更为暴露激烈。我们接下来要读到的是马克吐温的一封书信，收信人不得而知。信中叙述了马克吐温的一些个人经历，字里行间都透出作者语带讽刺和幽默的特点。好，下面呢，就让我们一起来读一下这封书信的节选片段。英文版本由我的同事天宇为您朗读，中文版本由刘一楠翻译。
To Somebody by Mark Twain.
致某人，马克吐温。
I confine myself to life, with which I am familiar when pretending to portray life. But I confine myself to the boy life out on the Mississippi, because that had a peculiar charm for me, and not because I was not familiar with other faces of life. I was a soldier, 2 weeks, once in the beginning of the war, and was haunted like a rat the whole time. Familiar? My splendid Kipling himself hasn't a more burnting, hard-baked, and unforgettable familiarity with that death on the pale horse with hail following after, which is a raw soldier's first fortnight in the field, and which, without any doubt, is the most tremendous fortnight and the vividestHe's ever going to see.
我把自己封闭在自己熟悉的生活当中，同时又假装对生活进行描绘。 但我是把自己封闭在密西西比河上的孩提时代，因为那时的生活对我具有一种特殊的魅力，而不是因为我对生活的其他方面不够熟悉。战争刚开始的时候，我当过两个星期的兵，天天都像耗子一样被追得窜来窜去，是不是很熟悉？连伟大的吉卜林也不见得比我更加熟悉这样的经历，骑在一匹累得气喘吁吁的马上逃命，被追兵追赶得狼狈至极，那些情景真是铭心刻骨，永难磨灭。这就是一个新兵在战场上的14个昼夜，这14个昼夜无疑是他记忆中最为恐怖的日子，再没有什么会比那段经历更加深刻地烙在他的脑海中了。
Yes, and I have shoveled silver tailings in a coarse mill a couple of weeks and acquired the last possibilities of culture in that direction. And I've done pocket mining during 3 months in the one little patch of ground in the whole globe where nature conceals gold in pockets.Or did, before we robbed all of those pockets and exhausted, obliterated, annihilated the most curious freak nature ever indulged in. There are not 30 men left alive who, being told there was a pocket hidden on the broad slope of a mountain, would know how to go and find it, or have even the faintest idea of how to set about it. But I am one of the possible 20 or 30 who possess the secret.And I could go and put my hand on that hidden treasure with a most deadly precision.
没错，我还曾在一家石英砂厂里挖了几个星期银屑，很可能是最后一批接触陶银文化的人之一。在地球的某一小块土地上，我花了3个月来掏口袋，寻找大自然藏在口袋里的黄金。或者说，大自然在我们掏空它的所有口袋，并将它心爱的种种最为稀奇古怪的植物残杀殆尽之前，曾经藏在口袋里的黄金。我们这批人只要听说某座大山的大斜坡上藏着一个矿穴，就知道怎样找到它，甚至连应当如何开采都略知一二。这批人现在活着的还不到30个。而我就是掌握这一秘诀的20-30个人中的一员，我可以极其准确地指出宝藏的所在之处。
And I've been a prospector and know Payrock from poor when I find it, just with a touch of the tongue. And I've been a silver miner and know how to dig and shovel and drill and put in a blast.And so I know the mines and the miners interiorly, as well as Bret Hart knows them exteriorly.
我也采过石矿，看到一块石头就知道有没有开采价值，用舌头一舔便知。我还采过银矿，知道怎么挖、怎么铲、怎么钻、怎么爆破。所以，我确确实实了解矿山和矿工，而布雷特·哈特对这些只有表面上的了解。
And I was a newspaper reporter 4 years in cities, and so saw the inside of many things, and was reporter in the legislature 2 sessions, and the same in Congress 1 session, and thus learned to know personally 3 sample bodies of the smallest minds and the selfishest souls and the cowardliest hearts that God makes.
后来我在城里当了4年新闻记者，所以了解许多事情的内幕。我还当过2届立法机构和1届国会的采访记者，亲身了解过3类具有典型性的性格，即上帝所造出的最狭隘的思想、最自私的灵魂和最怯懦的内心。
I was some years a Mississippi pilot.And familiarly knew all the different kinds of steamboatmen, a race apart and not like other folk.
我还在密西西比河上当过几年导航员，对各种类型的蒸汽船船员都很熟悉，他们是与其他人完全不同的一类人。
And I was for some years a traveling gyroprinter and wandered from city to city, and so I know that sect familiarly.
我还当过几年流动日报印刷商，辗转于城市之间，所以我对这个行当也很熟悉。
And I was a lecturer on the public platform a number of seasons, and was responder to toasts at all the different kinds of banquets. And so I know a great many secrets about audiences. Secrets not to be got out of books, but only acquirable by experience.
我还在公共讲坛上演讲过一段时间，在不同的宴会上接受过别人的祝酒。因此我熟知许多和听众有关的秘密，这些秘密是无法从书本中学到的，只有通过实践才能学到。
And I watched over one dear project of mine for years, spent a fortune on it, and failed to make it go. And the history of that would make a large book, in which a million men would see themselves as in a mirror, and they would testify and say, verily,This is not imagination. This fellow has been there. And after would cast dust upon their heads, cursing and blaspheming.
我曾致力于一项昂贵的工程数年之久，为它投入了一大笔钱，结果却没能运作起来。这段历史可以写成一本厚厚的书，成千上万的人都会在书中找到自己的影子。他们会证明说这不是想象出来的，事实确实是这样啊，这个家伙到那里去过，然后他们就会把尘土撒在自己的头上，不停地诅咒和辱骂。
And I'm a publisher, and did pay to one author's widow, General Grant's, the largest copyright checks this world had seen, aggregating more than £80,000 in the first year.
我现在是个出版商，曾给一位作家格兰特将军的遗孀签过几张世界上金额最大的版权费支票，第一年支付的金额计达8万英镑以上。
And I've been an author for 20 years, and an ass for 55.
我还写了20年的书，在这世界上混了55年。
Now then,As the most valuable capital or culture or education usable in the building of novels is personal experience, I ought to be well equipped for that trade.
现在我要说，要写小说，最有价值的资本、文化或教育就是个人的经历。就此而言，我是最适合干这个行当的。
I surely have the equipment.A wide culture, and all of it real, none of it artificial. For I don't know anything about books.
我当然具备这方面的条件和广泛的文化基础，而且这些都是真实的，没有一点编造的成分，因为我对书本一窍不通。
To somebody.By Mark Twain. I confine myself to life, with which I am familiar when pretending to portray life. But I confine myself to the boy life out on the Mississippi, because that had a peculiar charm for me, and not because I was not familiar with other phases of life. I was a soldier, 2 weeks, once in the beginning of the war,and was haunted like a rat the whole time. Familiar? My splendid Kipling himself hasn't a more burnting, hard-baked, and unforgettable familiarity with that death on the pale horse with hail following after, which is a raw soldier's first fortnight in the field, and which, without any doubt, is the most tremendous fortnight and the vividest he's ever going to see.Yes, and I have shoveled silver tailings in a coarse mill a couple of weeks, and acquired the last possibilities of culture in that direction. And I've done pocket mining during 3 months in the one little patch of ground in the whole globe where nature conceals gold in pockets, or did before we robbed all of those pockets and exhausted, obliterated, annihilated the most curious freak nature ever indulged in. There are not 30 men left alive who, being told there was a pocket hidden on the broad slope of a mountain, would know how to go and find it, or have even the faintest idea of how to set about it. But I am one of the possible 20 or 30 who possess the secret, and I could go and put my hand on that hidden treasure with the most deadly precision. And I've been a prospector and no payrock from poor when I find it, just with a touch of the tongue. And I've been a silver miner and know how to dig and shovel and drill and put in a blast. And so I know the mines and the miners interiorly, as well as Bret Harte knows them exteriorly. And I was a newspaper reporter 4 years in cities, and so saw the inside of many things, and was reporter in the legislature 2 sessions, and the same in Congress 1 session, and thus learned to know personally 3 sample bodies of the smallest minds and the selfishest souls and the cowardliest hearts that God makes. I was some years a Mississippi pilot, and familiarly knew all the different kinds of steamboatmen, a race apart and not like other folk. And I was for some years a traveling juror printer, and wandered from city to city, and so I know that sect familiarly. And I was a lecturer on the public platform a number of seasons, and was responder to toasts at all the different kinds of banquets. And so I know a great many secrets about audiences. Secrets not to be got out of books, but only acquirable by experience. And I watched over 1 dear project of mine for years, spent a fortune on it, and failed to make it go. And the history of that would make a large book, in which 1,000,000 men would see themselves as in a mirror, and they would testify and say, "Verily, this is not imagination. This fellow has been there." And after would cast dust upon their heads, cursing and blaspheming. And I'm a publisher, and did pay to 1 author's widow, General Grant, the largest copyright checks this world had seen, aggregating more than £80,000 in the first year. And I've been an author for 20 years, and an ass for 55. Now then, as the most valuable capital or culture or education usable in the building of novels is personal experience, I ought to be well equipped for that trade. I surely have the equipment, a wide culture, and all of it real, none of it artificial. For I don't know anything about books.
今天的节目就要结束了，感谢您的收听，我是沈听，我们明天见。